So take your moment to straighten up and settle into your posture. Become comfortable in your seat. Or indeed, if you want to lie down, that's fine. Notice your body. Ground yourself in physical sensation, getting out of the thoughts of the conversation we've just had. Hi, Uncle Don. We finished the talk early and we're just starting the meditation. So we have settled into our posture. We're noticing our body, physical sensations. And now open your eyes briefly and look around you just to get an idea of the space that you're in. And then when you're ready, close your eyes and notice how you still have that sense of space, even though you can't see it. And as we discussed earlier, it might be in visual images. There might be a physical sense of space and distance, direction. Sometimes sounds can contribute to that awareness of the space around you. So we'll start off just focusing on that space. Let the physical sensations we started with, let go of those, let them be in the background. If you are experiencing any pain or discomfort, try to let those sensations just remain in the body while you pour all of your attention into the space around you. And let's get specific again. Now narrow your focus to the space in front of you. Explore that. Allow your awareness to move out into that space or to reach out, depending on how you're perceiving awareness and space at this moment. Your body is sitting here doing what it does, but you are pouring everything you've got into attending to the space in front of you. No. Move your attention, or if you want to pan through that awareness of space over to the left side. Focus all your attention for a while on the space to your left. It might seem very clear to you and very tangible. It might be more vague. Doesn't matter. We're exploring this perception of space. That we clearly have even when we're not looking at it. Move your attention out into the space to your left. If there's a wall to your left, you can explore whether or not you can move past that into the space beyond. You may be able to, you may not. Doesn't matter. We're just checking it out. Now move your attention around to behind you. And pay attention to space behind you. Isn't it interesting how you can do that without having to turn around and look at it? Notice if there's any difference with noticing behind, or if it's the same. Move around to the right. Reach your attention out or move with your attention into the space to your right. Explore that for a few moments. You may be aware of your body still, but let that be in the background. You're not paying attention to your body now, you're paying attention to space, and you can go out into that space and explore it. Now move your attention up above you. Rise up out of your body and explore the space above you. And lastly, let's move our attention below us into the space beneath where our bodies are. To whatever extent you're able to do that. Good. Now we're going to let our attention free float wherever it wants to go in space. Again, letting the body just be in the background of attention. We're not focusing on the body, we're focusing on space. But let your attention go where it wants to. All around you. And as it moves from place to place, label the location with front, back, up, down, left, right. You can use more detail if you want to. You know, upper left, part of the front. Or just keep it simple, whatever works for you. Just allowing your attention to explore space beyond the space of your body. Doesn't matter if your attention has a tendency to go to one particular place or to not go to a particular place. It's not important to cover the entire sphere of space. Just let your attention go where it wants to and label it with the direction of that space. And continue to soak into that space, to be in it as much as you can. There's a sense of depth or some sort of tangible sense of spaciousness, just dive on into that. Go for it. Your attention is not bound in your body. It can go out into space and you can go with it. If your attention gets drawn back into your body, or if you become distracted with thoughts or emotions, soon as you notice that, just go back out into space. Just as with any other technique, every time you return to the focus space, from a point of distraction, you're strengthening your concentration muscle. If you're doing this as a technique to work with pain, that may happen more frequently than if you're not experiencing pain now. The pain may be quite a draw to your attention. But every time you notice, and as much as you're able, go back out into space and focus on the space around the body. In space, there is no pain. Space is just space. There's no judgment, there's no difficult emotion. And as you've just been exploring, you can choose to inhabit that space. Let the body be in the background. Try as much as you're able to equanimize any physical sensations, any strong emotions or thoughts, and just stay in the space around the body. Explore how far you can go. Explore how fully you can inhabit space. and continue to label. This will help you to maintain focus. It may happen, though it may not, but it may happen that you find your attention is drawn to space all around you at once, sort of expanding sphere or an amoeba or jellyfish or something. That rather than going to one location in space, your attention is drawn to all of the space around your body and further out. And if this happens, you can stop labeling directions, just change the label to space and go with it. Let your attention expand with the space. Your hippocampus is loosening up a little bit. It's not necessary right now for your awareness of space to be as precise as when you're moving in the world. So go with your attention out to the space around you, whether it be specific locations in that space or space as a whole. It's a life raft, a relief, a place where you can go to get out of your body. If you're having pain or other strong sensations that keep drawing you back into your body, invite that sensation to expand with you out into space. And the further out into space, the thinner the pain becomes. If you're able to inhabit space, if you're able to attend and focus and be in the perception of space around you, then what is the body? Yourself is where your consciousness is. And it's not limited to just being in the body. The body is useful. In the physical world, it's good to have a sense of self in the body. But right now, your consciousness, your awareness, your sense of self is outside your body. If you're getting a good sense of spaciousness and you feel like labels and locations are getting in the way, then drop all of that. Just allow yourself to expand into the space, dissolve into the space around you as close or as far as your perception currently takes you. If you feel like you're expanding out into the universe, go with it. If you feel like you're just noticing left, right, up, down within the room you're sitting, go with it. Perceptions of the body and of thinking and emotions, they're in the background. They may still be there, but you're not there right now. You're exploring space. In a few moments, I'll be ringing the bell. So if you feel like you need to, you can bring your attention back into your body. Or you can stay out in space and see if you can maintain a little contact with that spaciousness after we finish the meditation. Whichever you feel would be great for you. If you want to come back in your body, just note, see, hear, feel, in and out, free floating. But it's not necessary to return to your body. Your brain will take care of whatever awareness of your surroundings you need to have.